Welcome to Mycotoxins and Chronic Illnesses 2.0. We're here again to give you the information to help you make the right choices for your health. And today it's my pleasure to have Dr. Daniel Pompa with us. He is a gentleman who his own healing journey has really led him to become a leader in the field of cellular detox and healing. He has written books on beyond fasting and the cellular healing diet, and he continues to teach doctors and, what I think is really important, now beginning to teach patients on a large scale about how to apply his ideas and techniques to get your body back to health. So welcome, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah.
Pleasure to have you again. And well, first, maybe just why don't you give us a little introduction for those who weren't with us the first time on what brought you to the world of cellular detox?
Yeah, I would say I didn't choose it. It chose me. I got very sick. It's that kind of just brought me here. I was functioning in private practice, specializing in structural correction, and the bottom fell out of my life, just to keep it short and simple. And life was really good, actually, until that point. I had two young boys at the time. We have five kids now, so you can see the progression. But I was in the best shape of my life, arguably, training for bicycle races that I was doing at the expert level. Life was great. And then fatigue. I thought I was overtraining, took time off the bike, went back, fatigue, worse, anxiety, digestive problems started, allergic to this food, avoiding that food, you know, all these different things started, couldn't sleep through the night, anxiety, panic attacks, massive brain fog, went from a photographic memory to where's my keys? I can't find anything. But yeah, I mean, that was it. I mean, I was struggling even to get through a day, frankly. I remember, going to my office, just thinking everyone would cancel. And I could just lay down in between patients. And it was hard. My wife had to take the kids out of the house oftentimes because a crying baby would just send me reeling. Adrenals were fried. My thyroid, I knew, was malfunctioning. But every time I went and did testing, I spent $5,000 in testing at one point. That's just one group of testing. I went to the best toxicology hospital in Pittsburgh. That's where I used to live. And I didn't have insurance, so I paid out of pocket for all these tests, praying something would come back abnormal. Tell me I have cancer. Tell me whatever. Just give me an explanation so I can figure it out, fight it. But it came back normal. So of course they look at you and go, maybe a psychotropic drug. I mean, believe me, I left two or three different doctor's offices with prescriptions for psychotropic drugs, which I just threw in the trash and moved on. But, I didn't know what was wrong. I wanted to know what was wrong. I suffered for 3 or 4 years that way until I figured out what was wrong. So everything I teach today came out of that. And so, like I said, I didn't choose it. It's been from pain to purpose. And I would say promise, because God definitely gave my wife some very specific promises that I was not only going to get well, but I was going to take a message to the world. And when I, by the way, Eric, when she told me that, I didn't like her very much. That angered me because I couldn't even get myself well. So to me, it was just one more burden to think, but she was just speaking what, God spoke to her heart that was going to happen. She was right. I was wrong. She was right. I'm taking a message to the world. So, I mean, pain to purpose, that is my story.
Yeah. Well, that is just so true, is that, rationality is a very useful tool, but it's not truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It is true. But look, when it came to my issue, I knew there was something upstream than just my adrenals and thyroid. And look, I addressed those. Some things may have got better, but some things worse. But I knew I wasn't well yet. So I knew there was something beyond that. And I was online, I remember just searching for answers, you know, like most people do, I would say. Probably in nights that I couldn't sleep and didn't have debilitating anxiety, but I found Mad Hatter's disease. And you probably recall what that is. Maybe some of our listeners or viewers don't, but people making felt hats were actually using mercury, and they were mercury poisoned, but they became known as Mad Hatters. I literally had all the symptoms. So of course, one of the tests that I went and got in that $5,000 bank of tests was a mercury test, and it came out normal. It was like a year or so later. I was working with a very bright endocrinologist, and he said, you know, Dan, I think you have mercury toxicity. I said, you know, I thought so too. And I did a test that came out negative. And he said, oh, that's the wrong test. You want to challenge it out of your tissues. Even then you might miss it, you know, but there was enough that it would, you know, it literally woke me up to the fact that he was probably right. I started addressing that correctly, which, by the way, that was a lot of research, because one thing I found is pretty much everything online, contradiction, this, everyone has their opinion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, after a month of research, I was like, well, I don't even feel like I could do anything without worrying, because everyone's, you know, in disagreement. I did pray, and God, I really, truly believe, led me to, you know, the answer of how to do it correctly, how to get the mercury out of my brain. And that's ultimately what drove my symptoms. So much of it was around the center of the brain, the pituitary hypothalamus, which controls your thyroid, controls your adrenals, your hormones. So no wonder I was just spinning my wheels trying to figure out the thyroid issue. And by the way, like so many, I'd go and, you know, my hair was thinning. I had all the symptoms, yet my blood work was still normal. I mean, one day it would have went off, right? And, you know, of course, one day they would have medicated me to make my blood work normal, but I wouldn't have felt any normal because the problem was much deeper.
Yes, I think that is the key to difference between acute illness and chronic illness. You know, is in acute illness, you can fix the top symptom and people get better. In chronic illness, it's under what's underneath that's important. Right. And so continue your journey here. So yeah. Mercury has come up, mm-hmm. and you do some deep research. And
I mean, one of the things that I had learned was there was two camps. There was the alternative medicine side that was chlorella, cilantro, saunas, you know, colon cleanses, you get liver cleanses. I mean, all these different detoxes, right? And I learned that it really just creates a lot of redistribution, especially when you really have a deep rooted toxicity. I even tried some of those things and got worse. And then the other side of the coin is the allopathic medicine, or at least alternative allopathic medicine, maybe is a better way to put it. They're using IV chelation, which almost sent me to the insane asylum, because they put a real chelator in. You know, over here, they're using weak binders. They kind of just stir it up. Over here, they're using real binders, but they're using it incorrectly. When you give an IV, it pulls a lot at once and you go home, and then it just keeps coming and redistributing. And I thought I was, you know, literally losing my mind at that point. I remember, you know, just spending, you know, many days curled up in a ball after that. So that's when I realized, okay, the truth's got to be somewhere in here. Right. And, you know, so everything I teach really is about doing it correctly. You have to use real chelators or binders, but you have to use them correctly. And what I mean by that is they have a half-life of how long they stay in the body. So for example, DMPS was the one. At one point I even tried EDTA, but same problem. They put in a lot in at once and it just kept coming out of me. And basically after 8-10 hours, most of it's gone. And yet it's still pouring out of your tissues, only to redistribute into my brain. And that's what caused the crazies, as I call them. So, you know, you have to use them within their half-life, meaning DMPS, it has to be taken every 8-10 hours underneath that half-life. Otherwise, you're going to have the effect I had. Over here, these are weak binders. They have to be used with stronger binders or chelators, because otherwise they just kind of stir the bee's nest. I always say it's kind of like the street cleaners. I always say, do we still have those? I keep seeing them, but they go down the street. Our tax dollars pay a lot of money for these things. And you see this dust cloud from about them. And, you know, you go to yourself, what is it doing? Actually, the dust just settles back down all the cars and around it. Maybe it picks up a few cups here and there, but that's about it. But anyways, it just kind of stirs things up. So the bottom line is you have to use real chelators, but you have to use them correctly. And then here's the other problem. Real detox has to be at the cellular level. And that is probably the biggest violation of really understanding what detox is. More importantly, people watching this, it's really how you get well. I have a saying, you have to fix the cell to get well, or more specifically, you have to detox the cell to get well. And what I mean by that is this, your cells have detox pathways that work day in, day out. As a matter of fact, when your cells just make energy so you feel normal, you have to get rid of the toxic byproduct of making energy. No different than if you burn wood in your fireplace. If that damper is closed, that smoke pours into your home, you will die of the smoke, not the fire. Well, when your cells are inflamed and closed off, the detox pathways aren't working, then the same thing's happening. You're endogenously, meaning from the inside out, creating a toxic cell. Oh, and then because your DNA is in those cells, it triggers genes of susceptibility. It triggers problems, autoimmune, all the bad stuff that happened, the weird symptoms, the unexplainable symptoms, all because the cell is toxic. Oh, yes. And of course, the toxins that are in your body make their way in and around that cell and drive more inflammation and dysfunction. So the point is this, if you don't fix what your cells do and should do day in, day out, that's detox the bad stuff out and bring in good stuff. I don't care how you eat. I don't care what vitamins you take. I don't care what detoxes you do. You're not going to get well. So you have to fix the cell to get well. So I developed, when I started teaching that concept of how to do this and how I got my life back, I realized after a few lectures that the doctors were just kind of looking at me and they really had no reference of it. And I remember being on an airplane, literally on the way home from a specific lecture in California, you know, pouting perhaps that they didn't get it. It's their fault. And then I'm sure I quickly pointed the finger back at me and was like, I just horrible at teaching it. And then I literally prayed and out came what I have now is the five R's. I'm not kidding. I always say I'm not smart enough to come up with it. And it was probably a learning that I had been doing over that. It was, but it was how to organize it in a simple fashion. So the five R's is a roadmap of what I teach on how to detox a cell to ultimately get well. And if, again, if you don't do that, you're not doing real detox. So you have to upregulate cell. You have to use real chelators. And then I developed something else, how to grab the toxins from the liver biocomplex and move it all the way out of the body, because otherwise you auto-intoxicate. So I developed a procedure process that I've been known for within that process. So I just spilled a lot of information on you, but I'm going to do you a service. So I want to review it. It's important. If that's a cell, this is where detox has to be. So I would draw my five R's and we can go over those in a second, but I don't want to lose people in the science. I want people to grasp this concept. It's important. This cell has to do what it needs to do every day to get rid of toxins. So when we apply these five R's to that cell, we're able to get the cell working. Problem is this, learn this early on. Once you get that cell working, oh, toxins start moving out of that cell. Problem is sick people, you redistribute those toxins. And again, can cause the crazies. So the fact is this is where out here we have to use these real chelators. I mentioned a few, right? DMPS, although used incorrectly most often, is great when you use it right. DMSA is another one. They're water soluble. They don't get the toxins out of the deep tissues of the cells, but they do a great job of making sure you don't redistribute. So they don't get you.
They'll pick them off the cell membrane nicely.
Exactly. One thing I found, especially with heavy metals, but even biotoxic or mycotoxic illness, people try to get well just by using chelators. It's not the case. It's part of the process, right? You got to fix the cell. But anyway, so many of these toxins then are brought to the liver. And if I draw a very crude liver there, we'll just call that a liver. You know, I might have to label it so you know what it is. But they get brought to the liver and there they bind up with the fat complex of bile that your body uses to digest fat, right? So bile is used in the gut. The problem is it holds toxins. It's called hepatic biliary sludge. And then when you digest fat, guess what? That bile is dumped in the gut to help break down fat, right? That's what bile does. But here's the problem. It brings the toxins with it. And here's the bigger problem. There, your body reabsorbs bile from your small intestine back to the liver, so it doesn't have to recreate it. And what does it bring with it? The toxins as well. That's auto-intoxication. So that process that I did, I developed a product called Bind, B-I-N-D. It has four different binders in it because you need different binders that like mycotoxins, different binders that like heavy metals, different binders that like infection type, which would be considered a biotoxin. But the point is that you need multiple binders as a catcher's mitt, just that doesn't leave the gut, that just sits there and grabs that complex. Mm-hmm. So you don't auto-intoxicate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people with a leaky gut, they'll auto-intoxicate. So you need this binder sitting in there while you're going through this process. So think of it as three steps: upregulating the cell function, utilizing real chelators to make sure you, as vehicles, think about that as a vehicle to move it out of the body. One here I created called Cytodetox. It's a clinoptilolate particle. It comes from volcanic soil. It's clean because most of them are dirty, but it's in a particle. And then we even have another one called Cytoplus that has a special form of EDTA in it that loves mercury and other metals. But so we utilize different ones, and there's some others here, you know, that we utilize, but this is where the chelators are used as vehicles so you don't auto-intoxicate. And then once these things are brought to the liver, we want to bind them in the gut so we don't auto-intoxicate there. So one, two, three steps. And then I do it in three phases. There's a preparatory phase where we kind of strengthen the downstream pathways, the liver, the kidney, the lymph, the gut. And then we move into what I call body phase, where we're just trying to clear the easy to get toxins. And then the most important phase of all, where this is where I got my life back, I call it a brain phase. So you have to understand, this is another pitfall where people go wrong. So if I just drew the worst human head on the planet, but we're going to use it anyway. That's a human head, by the way. I better put a little smiley face on that just so. So, or at least a frown. I guess that is what that is. But in this human head, if I drew the brain up here, that's where I want to draw your attention to, because this is the problem. I had said earlier, this is where my problem was. Many of these neurotoxins, nerve, the biggest nerve in the body is right here. They make their way to the brain. You can clear the body all day long, but unless you clear this, you don't fix the thyroid, you don't fix the adrenals, the hormones, you don't get your life back, you don't fix the anxiety, the brain fog, the unexplainable symptoms that many people have, the depression. You have to get it out of the deep nerve tissue, with the brain being the most important. So the third phase is a brain phase, where we actually utilize fat-soluble chelators like alpha-lipoic acid. And then another one, the cyto, is part of that process. And then we go deep into the brain eventually. So a program I recently developed is called Pompa Program. And, you know, I have to give credit, a lot of credit to my son, because he said, Dad, you're going to train doctors in this, and you've been doing that. But many of them change your protocols. You know, you've helped the most people yourself, but you're limited. You need to put what you do in a very scalable program. So I did. I developed a whole online university that teaches people what I teach my doctors, frankly. And that's how to do this process. Because here's the problem, Eric. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
The chelators that your body likes are different than mine. The doses, the downstream detox support, all of it can be very different. So this whole system scales to reach the masses, and thereby teaching them the process. And if you learn the process, you'll get your life back. You will.
Yeah, well, and you said it well, because I mean, the individual, when it comes to, again, chronic illness, it's the disease of your body's response to the environment. It's not just the toxin. And if you can get people, give them the information that they can listen to their own systems, that's really exciting.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. You know, when we look at, I would say most people that aren't feeling well watching this, you know, they were me. All you really care about is why you're still not well. Meaning, I bet you your audience has done very, very incredible things. They're probably more dialed into their diet than their friends. And yet they're going, why am I still not feeling well? They probably have done more supplements, may even have done more medications, saw more doctors, alternative, regular, whatever it is. They probably have tried exercise of some sort, some of which can't even exercise, so they don't have enough energy at the end of the day. They probably tried every miracle product to sleep, anxiety, right? I mean, all of it. And they ask themselves, why do I still not feel well? Ultimately, it is this cell, right? On every cell, you have hormone receptors. I love to use the example of thyroid. Obviously, it was part of my issue, but every hormone, whether it's thyroid, whether it's testosterone, estrogen, I mean, insulin, doesn't matter. It has to connect to a receptor on the cell. So if I just use thyroid, and by the way, T3 is the active thyroid that connects to the receptor, gets its message in the cell. You burn fat efficiently, so you stay lean, but more importantly, you have energy. Your brain works, your digestion works, right? Oh, so what if something blocks that thyroid connection to that receptor and then it doesn't get its message in the cell? You don't feel well. Despite your supplements, despite exercise, despite changing your diet.
And despite normal blood levels.
That's bingo, because your thyroid blood levels, like mine, I was going to the doctor and he's going, you're normal.
You're fine.
But no, my thyroid was not getting the message in the cell, right? Oh yeah. And then here's the thing. Let's say fast forward 10 years, finally your blood levels are off, right? Okay. Well, you go to your, then your doctor says, oh, okay, well let's give you, and he gives you T4.
Yeah.
Makes your blood work look better. Right?
Your TSH will normalize. You will be well.
Yeah. And then you go back to your doctor and go, he goes, your blood work looks better. So you should feel better. And you say, doc, I'm not. You know, it's like, yeah, maybe a little bit better here, but certain things are worse. See, because it didn't convert to T3, because that conversion, a lot of toxins interfere with the conversion. Yeah. That conversion, to most of it takes place in the liver. When your liver's toxic, then you're not making the conversion. But more importantly, what happens is these toxins are making their way to your cell membranes. 50 trillion cells in your body. Toxins are all around it, driving inflammation. Most people watching this have heard this. Inflammation is at the root of most diseases today and probably why you don't feel well. But what we should be asking is, what is the number one driver of cellular inflammation? Because yes, a sore shoulder, that's inflammation. But I'm talking about cellular inflammation, which is really what they mean when they say it's at the root of all disease, right? Yeah. Chronic disease. So what is the number one driver? Yes, high insulin, glucose levels, bad fats, that can drive inflammation. But the number one is the one that most people aren't addressing. And that's specific toxins. They have the ability, these neurotoxins that I'm referencing, from molds, right? Hidden infections, heavy metals. They make their way to the cell. They drive inflammation. And now look, now these receptors to your hormones, your cells can't hear. I don't care how many hormones you take. I don't care what supplements you take. Your cells are deaf. And by the way, you can't even get your good nutrition in your cells because the inflammation creates a cell resistant to moving toxins out and good stuff in.
So, just as an aside here, this is exactly what, you know, I mean, when we've talked, the people who've listened, we've talked many times about the cell danger response, and that's it. Your cell is trying to protect you from the toxin by slowing down its metabolism, by thickening its membrane. It's all part of this healing cycle, but unfortunately, the toxins are stopping the cycle from going to completion. The body can't finish the job.
I would argue that most people watching this that don't feel well are in a cellular danger response. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've educated your audience well on that, but let's review. What is it? Your cells go, I'm going to save your life because there's a stressor that is here that whether it's an infection, whether it's a toxin. And by the way, there's a specific place in the cell that monitors that environment and makes this judgment call to save your life. That's the mitochondria.
Yeah.
We know that it's where you make energy, but what most even doctors forget is its second, maybe most important part of its function is that it says, uh-oh, danger, slow down the energy, put you into this danger response, but not reminding you, when your cells are inflamed because of toxins, your body is building up toxins in the cell. Your mitochondria shuts down energy production, saves your life. But the problem is even if you do a lot of these other things, your cells are still functioning as if you're dying. So you have to fix the cell to get well, to get you out of the cellular danger response.
Well, that's what's so exciting about what you're telling us is that I'm really glad to keep going is that, you know, for so many people, they just take more and more supplements trying to push the energy.
Yeah.
And it just, I said, it leads to the shopping bag sign. You know, you come visit me with a shopping bag full of supplements, but you're still feeling lousy. And that's you... it. I think are making it very clear, probably one of the major reasons that happens is that cell is toxic.
That's it. And, you know, again, they go to doctors on this side or this side and, oh, do this cleanse. Oh, I detox, they say, yeah. Right? Well, you know, what does that mean, right? Because that's the problem as I've started this conversation. They're doing the 21-day cleanse. They're doing cilantro, chlorella, or yeah. They've done IVs and they think they've detoxed. Look, I pulled mercury out of my brain for years. That's why in my program, my goal is to teach you the process. Number one, it's different for everybody. You have to learn what's right for you. And number two, if you learn it, you'll do it long enough to actually matter. You're not going to get toxins out of your deep tissue, including your brain, in 3 months. Therefore, you better learn the process and not rely on your doctor, alternative or regular, doesn't matter. You have to learn the process. You know, and that's my passion, is actually teaching people the process. And it's not hard. It's just you have to, you know, you have to be sick enough to realize, if I don't get to the cause, I'm not getting my life back, right? And so many people, I think this is a great danger because right now it's in vogue that the gut, which it is the gut. It's part of, you know, part of why so many people are sick today. But let me emphasize part. So here's the analogy, right? So you buy this beautiful piece of property on this beautiful river and you're excited. You come down to the river, but you see a lot of dead fish and hardly any fish. And you realize that the ecosystem is very disrupted. The plants are dying, not much algae. It doesn't look like a great place for life. So you want to invest into your property. You restock fish and put new algae and plants and all these wonderful things. 3 months later, it's all dead again. So this time you do it and you do it even better. And then you maybe do it 3 times. Finally, your neighbor comes over and says, George, you might want to stop dumping your money into that because the problem is 21 miles upstream, there's a factory dumping lead into the water, right? It's like, you know, until you deal with that, stop doing this. Right. So we have all these people taking probiotics, this and that, trying to fix the gut, trying to do this. It's like you have a problem up here. Maybe it's an infection in your mouth from where a wisdom tooth was removed. Maybe it's a root canal. Maybe it's amalgam fillings that are dumping mercury into that river. You know, maybe it's lead pouring out of your bones that you got from your mother. Maybe it's the moldy home that you didn't know because you don't see mold. You don't smell mold, but it's a moldy home. I think you get the point. You better look up the stream to figure out what's going on down here.
Yeah, thank you. That was beautifully said, because that's what we, you know, deal with every day is the gut is the key, but the gut is, you know, if the gut is the problem superficially, you change your diet, you do the probiotics, blah, 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 and you're better. But when that's not working, look up.
I had a client that I was today right here. Here's his file. And so sick and sensitive. I mean, just a successful guy. Life as you know it came to a screeching halt. His family just thought he was crazy at one point. You know, and I always say, you know, you are crazy, but it doesn't mean you're crazy. I mean, something caused crazy, right? I was crazy too. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, we were looking for cause, and no doubt. I mean, he lived in some farm areas, so he had exposures to a chemical called glyphosate, which we know opens up your barriers, your gut and your blood-brain barrier, and allows other toxins to cross deep. So I knew that he had just some history of heavy metals in his mouth, just other exposures along the way. So I knew he had large amounts of heavy metals in his brain. But I always felt like there was something else going on. So I finally convinced him to get what is called a cone beam done. It's a 3D x-ray of the jaw. You can't see these hidden infections on a regular x-ray. I'll say that again. You can't see these hidden infections from root canals or where teeth were removed, like wisdom teeth, unless you do a 3D, it's like a CAT scan, if you will, of the jaw, right? 3D x-ray. And he got it done.
Remind people, it is minimal radiation in these because the bone is so small.
The new ones are minimal compared to the old ones. Yeah. But anyways, he gets it done and he has suspect of infection. He goes to the right dentist. And by the way, you have to have the right dentist read it. Please don't get a cone beam done. Have your regular dentist read it. They don't know how. They don't even have the right software. So caution there. He sent it to a dentist that we utilize in Pompa program. You know, there was areas of suspicion. He went in, massive infection. He gets the infection out. He just reminded me of the story because I said, man, these infections, he was down to 120 pounds, by the way. Oh. Okay. And he said he was 125 pounds, but he had fat through his waist, you know? So now he's up to 140 pounds. So he gained 20 pounds in 4 months since that surgery, which by the way, he couldn't eat enough and gain weight. He had no cellular assimilation of the food as we were saying, his cells were so inflamed, but he's gained the 20 pounds, but more importantly, he doesn't have the belly fat anymore. And his gut, he couldn't take anything, small amounts of this food, that food. He's now able, you know, to actually do normal things. He's able to take walks again. He's sleeping through the night again, you know, because we found a source. And now I won't claim that he's completely through the woods yet, right? But the point was, is that we found a source, we removed it, and now we're detoxing and getting, now we're going after the mercury. He's able to tolerate detox again. Yeah. I tell that story just to say, I can go through, look at the files after files of stories just like that, right? But that's why I developed Pompa program, because I can't do it all. You know, so I have very trained coaches, you know, that walk people through the process and look upstream.
Yeah, look, it's that detective work of knowing that somewhere when someone's staying ill, there probably is that gas leak that's just keeping the flame going despite everything you've done.
One of the things I always tell my doctors is if someone's not progressing as normal, there's something else upstream.
Yeah.
And typically it works in what I call a perfect storm. And just like this gentleman, I said, look, even if that low grade mold exposure in your home, which I made him fix, isn't what made you sick, it will be the thing that's keeping you from getting well. Yeah. I would argue even the same thing with the infections in his mouth.
Yeah.
If he didn't have other exposures and stressors, then maybe he would have battled this off for another 20 years, right? And then, but you know, again, it doesn't make it good, right? It's, you know, obviously it was taxing his immune system because these infections just flow right into the bloodstream. Drive autoimmune, obviously drive massive gut issues because they also go this way, right? So,
and just to amplify what you're saying, I think the reason we get such little respect from the regular dental community and the regular medical community on these ideas of these occult jaw infections is that most people, if you are healthy, yes, you tolerate it until something else happens.
That's right.
And I think, and that is goes along with like the same thing with the low level mercury exposures and levels. There, some people tolerate, but as you add these stressors, one of them begins, as this old saying, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right.
And then after, once it's broken, any straw is too much.
That's right. Perfect storm. Takes three storms. We'll date ourselves here, but the movie, The Perfect Storm, George Clooney, a big movie in the 80s, right? But Oh. Because that's what it was, yes. You thought it was just last year.
I thought it was just, yeah, I thought maybe a few years ago. Okay, I can still see it. Yes.
But the movie did a great job of explaining
that
when you have three weather fronts come together, it's not an average storm. It's catastrophic in nature. Yeah. You know, thousands die. You know, and that's really what we're seeing today, right? You know, I mentioned in this case, glyphosate, right? You know, glyphosate's being used.
It's ubiquitous. It's all over. Yeah.
It goes throughout everything, right? And it's opening up these blood-brain barriers and exposing our brain to toxins that, you know, our body was beating down or, you know, dealing with at some level. And now, boom, right into the brain, right? Because glyphosate does that. It's part of the perfect storm. By the way, in the perfect storm, physical, chemical, or emotional. Maybe you're in a low-grade moldy home. You have silver amalgam fillings. You have an infection, right? It's like, and then you get an emotional stress. Boom, that's it. Perfect storm. I look at it like this. I drew this because I was going to use it earlier. The analogy is a three-legged stool. All three, you know the analogy. All three have to be there for it to hold up, right? So all three have to be there typically for the perfect storm to happen or the, you know, to start the illness. But in here, and this is what I want most people to hear, in here lies the solution as well. Because if you don't deal with the causes, then we're not going to have a real lasting solution. So I think that we've heard a lot that about genes today, you know, our DNA. And I'll say genes by themselves don't make us sick. I mean, there's exceptions of different genetic.
Right. Genes. Very rare. And those are
very rare.
Sick before age 10, you know, not at 30.
Right. Yeah, very rare. But we know most genes get turned on or triggered, if you will, right? And what we know is that stressors trigger them, physical, emotional, or chemical, right? So if genes get triggered, then it's something that we want to be able to deal with and turn them down. And I teach a lot of strategies in my program on how to do that. But we have to deal with this leg of the stool. And I'll just put stressors by that because physical, chemical, or emotional stressors are what trigger that gene, right? This is a lot of where my cellular work comes in. You know, we have to deal with the upstream stressors. And then if I put microbiome, everyone's heard about it today. It's very in vogue. The microbiome, which controls our immunity, right? It's our gut. It is a factor, right? But you're not going to fix this without dealing with the stressors. So see, all of these legs of the stool are interrelated.
Oh yeah.
But yes, if we don't fix this, we also can't turn off the genes, right?
Because those genes turn on, like as you said in the beginning, this is our body's attempt to protect ourselves. It's just that it should be transitory.
That's right.
You know, it's a little bit like anger. Not a bad thing, but a bad thing if you can't turn it off.
Bad, exactly. And that's the cellular danger response, right? It's a thing that saves our lives if you go move in and out of it, no problem. But if you're already toxic, I always like to describe it like this, right? If your bucket is right here at the edge, right? And when you're at the edge, you're typically functioning with like, here's what people say. Yeah, I get some fatigue, you know, but you know, they mitigate it with coffee and different things, right? They get through their day. You know, I get some brain fog, but isn't it normal, right? You know, I don't sleep great, but you know, I get through the night. You know, it's, you know, I wake up tired, but like, don't most people, right? That's someone who's like kind of right at the edge, but someone that flows over and their bucket's overflowed. These are the people now looking for answers. These are the people taking medications. Right. These are the people that are now visiting a doctor going, what's going on with my life? I can't function anymore, right? Your bucket's overflowed. So the point is this, is if your bucket is down here, so if I draw another bucket, oh boy, my pen's starting to run out because you're not supposed to write like this, right? So we'll just have to get another pen. Anyway, so if your bucket is half full, okay, if your bucket's half full, you can take a lot more stress, right? So imagine if I had two glasses, one to the very top and one half full. I could shake the half full one pretty good. That means you can take stress, right? You can take, you know, you'll move in and out of the cellular danger response. Oh, danger, no problem, handle it, right? Yeah. In and out. This person hits that emotional stress, a toxic stress, electromagnetic frequency, little bit of stress, blows over.
You know, I like to think, or just a mild fender bender. You know, how many?
That's the trigger oftentimes.
Yep. Just enough to stress that neck, stress that brain, get the cranial nerve not happy. And, you know, like as you said, when that glass is full, there's too much inflammation. You can't
heal. We have to empty the bucket, right? Then we can turn the cell's response down, right? And then we can decrease the inflammation. Then we can turn off the gene. You know, you see, and then all of a sudden now the gene that's turned on, it's driving, you know, this gut inflammation, or the gene that's turned on that's driving this, you know, constant skin problem, or the thyroid, your body attacking the thyroid, Hashimoto's. Now we can turn that gene down and now your body starts to function again. But none of that will happen with just taking supplements. None of that will happen just with dietary change, unfortunately. None of that will happen. And it's not that you don't do those things. But again, the point is that you have to get to the cause of what triggered the gene. You know, and then you'll be able to fix the gut. And then I hope people see the picture here.
I love listening to you. I mean, you're doing just a beautiful job of, okay, this is the job.
Well, let me give them my thing if they want more information. And, if they just go to cellularsolution.com, they can watch a webinar for more information if they like. So.
Yeah, no, I think this is, I mean, really, what you are laying out for people. I mean, again, even if they can't do it themselves, if they understand this, they'll be so much more efficient as being part of their healing, you know, because, you know, as they work with their physicians or their health practitioners on this process, if they can really integrate what you're trying to lay out, they will be so much more successful because they'll really understand. They won't, number one, they won't get thrown off when things bite back a little bit, because as you say, it's really easy when you've been sick a long time and you over detox to decide that, oh my God, I can never do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. Rather than, I can't tell you how that was this gentleman. I can't do that again, right? It's like, look, you just did it wrong. You know, you just did it incorrectly. You know, the fact that you reacted that way shows you were tapping into the problem, but you have to do it right. I hope I leave people with why, look, this is why you still don't feel well. And this is what makes it very, very different, you know, and there is a right way to do it. And I don't have all the answers, but I know this. You know, this is what got my life back. And the only reason I know it is because I suffered and God brought me through it. You know, and as my wife said, right, you know, I would not only get well, but I would bring a message to the world through it. And so I hope it leaves people with hope. I do.
Yeah, no, I think you do, because I think the clarity of how you lay this out, I think is so helpful for practitioners and patients alike to just realize that it's process. You know, once you have reached that point, like I said again, of chronic illness where it's been 6 months or longer and you're still not popping back, okay, your system is now stuck and figuring out where it's coming from. And in our modern world, toxicity is probably the major player.
It is, yeah. You know, the old days, people could change their diet and exercise a little bit and get well, or even lose weight. Now people can't even lose weight loss resistance, because it's a toxic driven cellular inflammation problem. The cellular solution. That's why I called the webinar that, cellularsolution.com. It's a cellular solution because it's a cellular problem. That's why.
Yeah. No. And I just love the way you're making sure that you're covering all the bases. You know, and making sure, because that detox is so, in fact, Dr. Parpia, I'll give you her she's decided to call what you call in your preparatory phase, she calls pre-tox. Mm-hmm. Because so many of our patients, you know, have, you know, in the beginning would just, oh, they want to start detoxing. But
can't do it.
If everything is pretty well, if everything is closed down, all you do is blow yourself up. as you found, you know, you found with that first DMPS IV, you know, I mean, that is something. I am a great lover of DMPS IVs, but I also, back when I started using them in the 90s, there was a popular website called DMPS Death.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was going to be one of those.
Right. Because it was somebody who had a similar experience of yours. And that's what taught me is that, no, that's not how you lead off. If you start off that way, you're going to make many people ill. It's preparing the ground. And so thank you. I just really appreciate your thought process. You know, I mean, it is so interesting how, you know, you went through the process and you actually were able to feel it, think it, analyze it, and keep refining it. And that is a gift. And thank you for sharing it.
Thank you, Dr. Eric, for having me. I appreciate that. So,
okay. And just want to remind people, because I think, you know, taking a look, you know, at your books. And one of the things I just want, just before we go, I just want to bring back, I'm pretty sure it was, you know, just how important that you brought up that, you know, fasting is important, but it's not just fasting. It's sometimes changing your diets. And just speak two words about, you know, a few sentences about that, because I just thought that was such an important piece of information that so many people just.
Well, look, I mean, I wrote a book, Beyond Fasting. I mean, you know, so I think fasting is really important. But you know what I found today is there's people that are fasting too much. And now I have to remind people that the feast is as important as the fast, meaning the eating, you know, it puts us into another phase called mTOR, that where the body heals very differently than in a state of autophagy, which is what's happening during a fast. Your body's breaking down bad cells, catabolic phase. But if you do that too much, it's not good. But if you feast periodically and do that correctly, the diet, then you also can drive healing. So the combination is part of what I talk about in my book, Feast, Famine, Cycling, how to do it weekly, how to do it monthly, how we feast women, especially the week before their cycle, how that's important, fast them at another time during the month because it sets up a rhythm. So I talk about a lot of that, but yeah, okay. If it were only so easy just to fast even.
another just how much I appreciate your thought process is the way, you know, really bringing in the cycles, because it's this, I mean, you know, we are so cut off from the cycles of life and nature, and we forget that that's what runs the show. You know, that is just important. If you want to heal, you have to realize that, you know, the time of day, the time of night, the time of the year, all plays a role in what your body's ready to do.
You're a wise physician, Dr. Gordon. You are. I remember our first conversation, and I think that's what united us. We just immediately, both of us, went to these major premises that really most people don't understand, you know.
And we listen to our patients, and you listen to yourself, which is the most, and did it. So I want to thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm hoping that people will, you know, just take away from this the empowerment, take your course, and really learn how to take control of your own life and your own healing. So
thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Be well. Bye bye.